there's a hand up already. Come on up, Delta.
Good lesson, Mike. Thank you very much. One of the basic rules, or trying to think of a good Bible student is careful not to read back into Scripture. You know, people always say, well, the Bible, the Word of God, is progressive in nature, progressive revelation. So what we don't want to be guilty of is to take something that is written later on and read it back into Scripture, like most in religion do. And this is also true within Paul's ministry. Paul's ministry, he didn't get it all at once, like so many people believe. It was progressive. And Mike's lesson at the very beginning, he showed in Acts chapter 26 how Paul is going to, the Lord Jesus Christ appeared unto thee for this purpose, and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. So Paul didn't get it all at once. So not only do we have to be careful not to read doctrine that was revealed only to Paul back into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for example, but we also need to be careful not to read the revelations that were revealed to Paul later in his ministry, and written about in the prison epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, etc. Not to read the doctrine that was revealed to him later in his ministry into his early ministry, because Paul didn't know about the rapture of the church, the body of Christ, on the road to Damascus. Paul didn't know about, he didn't even know about the church, the body of Christ, on the road to Damascus. So all these mysteries, plural, that were revealed to Paul, it's progressive. And you know, most people will take, when they want to, and these are fellow grace believers, these are fellow mid-Acts Pauline dispensationalists, when they want to pick apart these things that Mike is trying to show us, when they want to formulate their arguments, they'll use terms like, oh, you can't get your doctrine from the book of Acts, you're getting your doctrine from Acts. Acts is not a book of doctrine. I'm sorry. Isn't Acts a part of Scripture? And doesn't Paul say in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 that all Scripture is profitable and for doctrine? So yes, the book of Acts is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And these same people, the only place, you know, they don't use the gospel. When they're describing the gospel of our salvation, I use the words that I find in Paul's epistles. I use the gospel of Christ. They use the gospel of the grace of God. These same people that say, don't get your doctrine from the book of Acts, they call it the gospel of the grace of God. Do you know there's only one place in Scripture where that terminology appears? In the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. They also use terms like I said, well, you get a, you know, they go to Ephesians, like Mike was saying about a previous grace room teacher was saying, and they say, you know, they pick a verse out of Ephesians and try to make that apply to Paul's ministry at the very beginning. Again, you can't read back into Scripture. Read later revelations back into Scripture is what they're guilty of. And they'll say, and you'll point that out to them, and they'll say, "Oh well, it's progressive revelation, and we have it all today, so we don't need to worry about any of that. We have everything that Paul wrote today." It does matter. It did matter to the Galatians, who didn't have all that information. It did matter to the Thessalonians, that didn't have all that information. Paul didn't have all the information to give them. Or they'll use words like, the book of Acts is a time of transition, and Paul's ministry was progressive revelation. Well, at some point in time, as good Bible students, we want to know, well, what was the order and timing of that transition? When did Paul receive these revelations? And we're not always going to be able to pinpoint a single moment or a week or even year in time as to when a particular revelation, for example, the mystery of the rapture. We don't know when Paul received that revelation. But there's a time... But we do read about it in all of his epistles. So we know that's one of the early revelations of the mysteries that Paul received. We will want to know what the progression of that revelation is. So the point is, there are distinctions within Paul's ministry. These are the things that Mike is trying to show us. And yes, today we do have the full wisdom of God. We do have the completed Word of God. We do have the full revelation of the mysteries that were given to the Apostle Paul, and they're all written down for us. But what will help us understand some of the differences, flat out differences, that we can find within Paul's ministry, and I'm talking not even talking about the book of Acts, I'm talking about differences between what Paul says in one of his early epistles, the book of Galatians, when we compare that with what he writes in one of his later letters, after he's received the full revelation of all the mysteries from the risen, ascended, glorified Jesus Christ, like the book of Ephesians. There are differences in those two letters. And so how do we balance that? How do we reconcile those differences? And understanding the progression of those revelations, or trying to at least, and understanding the order and timing of that transition, it didn't happen all at once, will help us to do that. So thank you, Mike, for pointing some of these things out. That's what these lessons, that's what this series of lessons is all about. And it's important stuff. It really is. It's not basic material. It's not something that somebody that is new to rightly dividing the word of truth will automatically understand. But I don't think that people that have been around rightly dividing the word of truth, mid-acts, dispensationalism, however you want to describe it, people that have been around it for a long time, I don't think it's their place to try to protect newcomers from something that they don't understand. You need to allow people to hear it all and make up their own minds. People are smarter than they think. And as Mike, I think, just about always says, that don't believe what he says, believe the scriptures. Exactly what Mike said. We don't wear head coverings. We don't speak in tongues. We don't, we don't send away for hankies from Paul to be healed, laying on of hands, all those things, which are in Paul's ministry. And like I said, most people will just, that's progressive revelation. Don't worry about that. We don't do it anymore. Well, why don't we do it anymore? Why not? And understanding that is, once you understand it, it'll open it all up to you. So I know there's some newcomers in the room that haven't heard this stuff before. Just want to close with this thought, the lesson that Mike has been teaching here over the past 3 or 4 days, this is an introductory material. This is advanced material. So it's okay if you don't get it. It's okay if you don't understand it. And it's okay if you disagree with it. That's fine, too. We're not an all-agreeers club. But thank you, Mike. Open mic.
And this certainly is not necessary to know in order to be saved or to grow. It certainly does help you to grow, though, because this is part of... this is the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. This is what Paul in Acts 16, 25 and 26 says establishes us, makes us stable, unmovable from our position, being saved, sealed with the Holy Spirit, seated with Him in heavenly places. Those are positions that aren't changing, aren't going to change, no matter what we do. It's what God did. So, and Delta, thank you for that explanation. I hope it helped people that were wondering some question or another.